has begun now that you've found Tuesday, February the 11th, 2014. We haven't done much on Valentine's Day yet, but we ought to.
Coming to the Queen of Cheap on Valentine's Day.
All right, Queen of Cheap.
The whole Queen of Cheap.
Tell us what you're going to bring to us in just a matter of moments. The Queen of Cheap wants to be heard. Ladies and gentlemen, here she is, the Queen of Cheap.
Well, we have a great deal on a Kindle Fire and an 8 from Amazon. Yeah. But we also have a great deal from Amazon on something else. So we have some terrific Michael's coupons and baby leggings, all free.
You can get anything on Amazon, I've decided. Anything.
Grocery,
clothes. I check Amazon first. If I'm looking to buy something, I go there first. And even though I may buy it at a brick and mortar, I'll always go to Amazon and research it there first. Get idea prices and, you know, what they're offering.
What is really amazing about Amazon is the fact they can distribute this stuff as quickly as they do, as fast as they do.
Isn't it unbelievable? Overnight.
Yeah.
Literally overnight.
Anything that is, it's not like you can find some things here and other things there. Whatever they have is in stock in wherever their locations are.
And soon you'll be
from.
Putting it on your front porch with a little helicopter.
With a drone.
A drone.
Delivery drone.
What's that? Is it bombs or is it Amazon?
All right, McFadden is here as well. So let's get at some of the issues of the day. Some of the things that people are talking about on the top of the news pile are results from the Olympics. America is in, what do we say, Jennifer, fourth place. So Russians in fifth, so that seems to be what
anybody... Watch out for those sneaky Canadians. They're doing pretty well.
Canadians number one. The lovely thing about snowboarders at the Olympics is that they are devoid of political correctness. They're just as full of dude and cool.
Dude, what are you talking about, Mom?
Snowboarding for lifestyle.
This is like a potfield day in the mountain. We were talking earlier today for Richie and for Roberta and those who weren't listening to Dr. Ronald Hoffman talk about pot and how it is, this move, this excitement around legalizing pot and how really bad it is for you. Why it is that there seems to be, we've got tobacco products being excoriated, and yet people are sort of embracing the use of pot. And apparently, this is the case here. Anyway, there is a snowboarder, the story at DougStephan.com, a fellow named Alexei Sobolov. His iPhone wishes that you would sort of forget about him. The idea of putting his phone number on his helmet, he thought, was a good idea. So he wanted everybody to know who he was.
Not
a good idea.
Nope.
No.
He's now received...
How many?
Unbelievable.
One
numbers,
bazillion
right.
Bolts.
So many people contacted him. The consequences, unseen, it crashed his phone. But before it did, he got a lot of images of very attractive women in a state of absolute nudity.
Oh, good. Then he got my photos.
Yeah, he did. Yahoo Sports quotes him as saying of one picture, she's really good.
So let's play this game.
2,000 total messages and images were sent to him. Yes.
Shaggy from Scooby-Doo played an Olympic sport. Would he be a snowboarder?
Yes,
absolutely.
Without a doubt, he would.
Yep.
So what is there about snowboarding that attracts this sort of person? Maybe that's the question, or is it the question?
Roberta, let's let you feel that one. You like snowboarding.
I mean, first of all, it's more of a risk sport, I think. You know, especially the way these extreme snowboarders do it. I mean, really, you fly off like this little thing, and you go up in the air for 20 feet, and then you
do nature.
Somersaults and... It's like,
you want someone who can say, dude.
Yeah, you're out of nature. Yeah. You're kind
the
of.
The clothes and the attitude.
It's the style. It's the attitude.
Style.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm telling you, we were just talking about this the other day. One of our sales reps here at the network, she grew up in Breckenridge, Colorado.
Okay.
And there is no bigger a tree hugger, Volkswagen bus driving, marijuana smoking town in this country than Breckenridge, Colorado.
Really, Richie?
It's and she's just like, when you grew up there, it was just a given. You know, and it's unbelievable. But that's kind of like the social atmosphere, you know, for the snow. And I can't say it is the same for skiers. You know, it's more so. I mean, back then when she was a kid, they didn't. Well, they did have snowboards, but it wasn't as prevalent.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
Well, snowboarding is a younger sport too.
So
it's not something that you do that you take up when you're 42.
How much time in the last 24 hours, Roberta, have you devoted to watching the Olympics?
In the last 24 hours?
Yeah.
Since yesterday morning? I don't know, about 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
All right, so there isn't a big, you're not feeling the urge to go sit and watch
can
every night.
Can you ask me that question?
No.
Did I or would I?
Could you?
I can. Yes.
I know the answer already.
Okay, let me think. Let me carry the one times two.
Yeah,
one.
Still adds up to zero.
Zero.
Hey, curling is on right now if you guys are interested.
Wow. Everybody loves curling. What's
curling?
The deal
what
with curling?
Curling? What is curling?
Curling is the stones where it's kind of like shuffleboard, but you have those and the guys with the brooms.
Yeah, it's not anything that... why would anybody watch that?
Well, the U.S. is losing to China right now, 4-7.
I have a friend who set his DVR for curling.
The ratings, Jennifer will tell you in the television report in the next half hour, were superb.
Pretty good.
For both the Olympics on opening night Sunday and the Beatles special on Sunday night.
Yeah.
All right? Other than that, there wasn't much of
there
any
was
action.
One thing, and I'll tell you, there was one thing that beat the Olympics so far.
It was
Walking
on...
Dead!
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Walking Thanks for
Dead.
Ruining my TV report, Roberta.
Yeah,
it was Walking Dead.
All right. So here's what we have to look forward to in this hour. There is a wonderful bit of audio that has Samuel L. Jackson going off on, what's his face?
It's not Samuel L. Jackson.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
It's Lawrence Fishburne.
No, it isn't.
It's Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, yeah, you believe that, Richard.
It's the other black guy.
It's Sam Rubin. Who is really quite
who
a good
knows
guy.
Better? And that's who, so funny. It just shows it can happen to
man,
anybody.
Man, does this get into?
If you haven't seen this is the viral video of the last 24 hours.
But then the best part is that Sam Rubin calls into TMZ and gets into a fight with TMZ about the whole number. Yeah. So great.
All right, so that's coming up. Meanwhile, speaking of the video of the day, you'll see Charlotte taking a nap on my bed in Santa Monica, and it is just. But Kenny, how would you describe Charlotte taking a nap on my bed as the video of the day?
Peaceful.
Peaceful.
Yeah. 90 seconds of peace.
Right. And snoring.
And a little bit of snoring. Yeah.
And she wakes up.
I'm sorry, but that has got to be the most boring video of the day we've ever had. Watching Charlotte take a nap, Doug, really?
Really?
I mean, I love
Jennifer.
Charlotte, but really? That's going to be the video of the day? You want to take me? You want to do video of me taking a nap tomorrow?
Probably not.
Yeah, see?
That's her. That's Charlotte. That's the audio from the video. That's what she sounds like here in the studio when she's over in her chair. That's it.
I could just imagine the two of you sleeping together.
Yeah,
she's going, and you're going.
I don't snore, actually.
Are you doing? Oh, she does the. And you do the.
All right. That's it. So. The essence of...
you wonder why you have trouble finding a date?
I don't have any trouble at all, thank you very much. All right, anyway. Speaking of dates, Hillary
Clinton...
Want
to come and watch my dog sleep?
Really?
All right, calm down, the two of you. Hillary Clinton has... there's a lot of people are reporting this and they're using the present tense. This is not about what Hillary Clinton... said now or has said recently. The story about her feelings regarding Monica and her husband go back to 2000 when she gave she was involved in conversation with this woman Diana Blair and they were friends, so they were back and forth emailing each other about what was going on, and she talked about Bill Clinton trying to distance himself from Monica and other things that went on that took a toll on her marriage. And so that's really the story. This goes back, though. This lady died in 2000. She left all of her documents to a special collections library in Arkansas.
Was she killed by the Clintons?
No, she wasn't, Rich.
Oh. Okay.
Neither was Vince Foster anybody else.
Let's not get crazy. But that woman was, I think, died of natural causes. But they were, like, as close as sisters. I think Hillary called her, like, a sister, right?
Yeah, right. Yep. Yeah. All right, so there's that. And then there's the rumor today that President Obama has had an affair with Beyonce. It's kind of cool. Into rumors.
That's interesting.
Listen to Roberta. Oh, no. He couldn't do anything like that.
You don't think Jay-Z could, like, whoop his behind?
Well, you think he's going to go after the president? There are a few Secret Service men.
You don't think the president?
Jay-Z, Michelle could whip his behind.
Yeah, you don't think the president would send a drone to Jay-Z's house?
Uh-huh. There you go. And the president can do no wrong, film at 11. All right, so going to have some wintry weather. Richie, where you are tomorrow?
Yeah, buddy.
It'll get late tomorrow night into New York and into the Northeast on Thursday. For those of you who just haven't had enough, there's more of that coming. And I know, that's exactly right. Well, that's speaking of what's coming, Roberta in 2 minutes checks the Queen of Cheap report. Good items. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to launch a startup from your garage. From computers and smartphones to 3D printers and tablets. Everything.
Our business is going to be huge.
Mom! Again?
Accept permission to use the garage. Thousands of products added online every day. Now get a $25 Staples gift card via easy rebate when you buy a tablet. Staples, make more happen.
Offerings 2/22/14 excludes clearance and e-readers. Customers submit easy rebates online. Learn more at staplesEasyReBates.com. Terms and conditions apply. See cards for details.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And with Valentine's Day coming, you'll find that Sam's Club also offers an impressive selection of gift ideas, including gorgeous roses, guaranteed to be fresh for 7 days, delicious chocolates, and beautiful jewelry, all for less than you thought possible. Become a member by February 17th, and you'll get a gift card worth up to $20. So join and save Sam's Club, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Bessanelli.
Right to it, Roberta.
Okay, let's start with baby leggings. Believe it or not, they do exist, and you can get 5 pairs of them absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. We tell you how to do that at DougSteffen.com. Michael's, whole bunch of coupons for you, 50% off, 40% off, bonus 15% off, blah, blah, blah. They're all there at DougSteffen.com. If you want a Kindle Fire for maybe for your Valentine's Day gift, maybe, Staples has them, $99 after the easy rebate. The way it works, it's $124, and they give you a $25 Staples gift card. So it comes down at $99. That's cheaper than what Amazon sells it for. And speaking of Amazon, if you purchase or rent an Amazon Instant Video, you get a $1 MP3 credit. And they've got some 99-cent movies there, too. So basically, it's free. All at the Queen of Cheap section at DougSteffen.com.
21 after on Good Day.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Television program. Listen to this. KISS has announced they are investing in an arena football team. They call it the LA KISS.
Yeah, that's actually kind of an old story. And they actually asked Tim Tebow.
Oh, thank you very much.
No problem.
For throwing me under the bus. That's an old story.
Well, it was from like September.
But I'm not finished with the story yet.
But
so
no, wait.
You just be quiet. No.
They asked Tim Tebow.
No, I'm not finished yet. You annoyed me with that, so
no.
Just be quiet for a minute.
Let him go through his old story. Go ahead.
No, I'm not going through my old story. You two smart asses, you go ahead and tell the story.
Do you have some new information?
I'm done. I didn't finish the story.
Okay, Jen.
You both want to finish the story. Go ahead.
I don't know the story.
The only story that I'm saying is...
Sure, shut up then.
Goodbye.
Go ahead.
No, thank you. No,
we're taking our ball and going home.
Yeah.
Taking my ball.
All right.
I just want to listen to KISS. I don't care about the story.
Right.
What I don't understand is why they would be an L.A. team. They're going to abandon their hometown of Detroit.
Would you just want to start a team of anything in Detroit?
Apparently they wouldn't, and that's where they're from.
They've ordered the story here, which Jennifer was going to get to in her television report, and that's why she's ticked off at me, because she wanted to tell the story.
No, actually, I wasn't. I was just going to say, because the way you said it was like it was a brand new team, but the team's been here for a little while, and they wanted Tim Tebow to be the quarterback. That's all that I was going to say. I wasn't trying to ruin your story. That's it.
But they are actually cooking up a reality show for AMC. 10 episodes have been ordered for a so-called unscripted series chronicling the first season of this football team. Why would anybody be interested in that? What am I missing here other than...
Because Gene Simmons and Donald Trump have figured out how to sell anything and everything to NBC.
Gene Simmons has done a reality show on A&E for a long time.
I know, it was good. I thought that was a good show.
But it's funny, if people will watch that, Dougie, people will, if for whatever reason, people will
Jennifer,
watch it.
I love you, Jennifer.
Why?
Why would I love you? I don't know. Sometimes.
You're just laughing and going, I love you. I love you too. But people will watch it because anything where men wear tights and throw around football, people watch it.
Roberta's perfect for that. Roberta loves that stuff. That's what she says. She doesn't know anything about the game of football. She just wants to watch these guys in their tight pants.
Yeah. Men in tights behaving badly.
Yeah. Anyway, and why would you want to see Gene Simmons in tights, by the way?
Yeah,
people have paid to see him in tights for years.
Really, you think? And his face and that hair? Oh, yeah. Good Lord.
It's his battle costume.
All right, so anyway, the essence of this story is that AMC is going to put on a reality show based on the KISS Arena football team, which was started a while ago. You are correct, Jennifer. And
Tim Tebow was going to be... That was all I was trying to get to say, is that they asked Tim Tebow to be their quarterback.
Really?
Now he's working at ESPN, so I think he said no.
Why? Well, you could do both of those things.
I would try. Are you kidding? That would be great for... It would be great for the team and great for Tim Tebow.
He said... Gene Simmons says, this is real football.
Arena football, it is.
Is it as tough? How about the helmets? What do they have? Am I going to get all cranked up about the helmets and stuff?
It's the same type of stuff. As a matter of fact, arena football is much faster.
Is it?
So I would imagine there's a possibility of more concussions.
Oh, great. All right, so you can look forward to that. Jennifer will tell you more later in this hour in our television report.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Dangers in the home. You know, the word home generally conjures up the image of a happy, safe, secure place for family and, of course, the family pets. Unfortunately, statistics reveal a different story. In fact, most accidents that happen to people happen in their home. Sadly, the same is often true for our pets. In order to make your home a secure refuge for both you and your family and your pets, it's necessary for you to take steps to make sure that it is done properly. Here's what I recommend you do. Get on all fours. I know what you're saying, Warren. That sounds a little eccentric. But you need to look at your home from your dog or cat's point of view. The door, for example, the cabinet door under the sink, that's generally where people store a lot of chemicals and a lot of cleaners. You want to make sure there's no way your pet can get into that. If you have a young puppy or kitten, you want to make sure you unplug things. Kittens are attracted to actually the sound of electricity going through the wall, so unplug them with the cat. Look at your house from your pet's point of view. You'll be happier and your pets will be safer. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding, using the finest ingredients made only in the USA. My Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people, because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to the...
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, the most important stories of the day. Harry Reid. Have a round of applause for Harry Reid.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, he looks sort of petrified or mortified, but he's still around. He's said that the Senate is going to vote on a minimum wage bill.
Oh, boy, of course.
Let's hear it for that. Important for America to have that 10-10 wins. Or at least it's important for the radio station in New York. I had breakfast with the morning anchor, Roberta, at 1010 Winds.
Oh.
His name is Lee Harris. He's got a big voice. Little guy. Very nice man. And he was talking about what was the biggest thing to happen to them in a long time was the president's State of the Union address. The headline in the papers the next morning, 1010 Winds.
Yeah. Free advertising.
Yep. Have you intentionally sent a photo of yourself to the phone of anybody else, whether you knew him or not? Our poll at DougSteffen.com, sort of riding on the story of the Olympian that put his cell phone number on his helmet. So what have you done, intentionally or unintentionally, to get attention? Do you send these things out? How is this any different than sort of a broadcast like a...
I'm surprised the Olympics let him get away with that.
Yeah. I am actually too, Richie. What's the constant contact?
They did.
What did you say, Kenny?
The International Olympic Committee asked him to cover that up.
After the fact.
Yeah, after he got a few thousand naked pictures.
Yeah. So have you ever intentionally sent a photo of yourself, Roberta, to the phone?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
Really?
Absolutely.
Have you ever sent a naked photo?
Partly. I think Rich has it.
I do.
You said Rich?
We were at the Jazz Fest.
Partially
this
naked
10 years
picture
ago.
Of you?
We were at the Jazz Fest, and she took my phone out of my hands, stuck it down her shirt, took a picture, and handed me the phone back.
Was there alcohol involved?
Yeah, there might have been. A little bit.
Really? Jennifer, you ever sent a picture of yourself that might be considered risque to anybody else?
Yes.
Really?
Enough said.
Hey, Doug. Really? $10, I'll email it to you.
See, at that point, because it was 10 years ago, I put the phone down my shirt. Now, if I wanted to take the same picture, I'd put it on my shirt.
All right. Kenny, I'm not even going to ask you that because I know better.
I
know
you haven't done Kenny it. That. Come on.
Why? Kenny would never do anything like that. Are you kidding?
Oh, Kenny's a freak. Are you kidding? Come on, Kenny.
How do you know he's a freak? What do you mean by that?
No.
No.
Come on, admit it.
No,
come on, Ken.
He's very quiet and reserved.
It's always the quiet ones you watch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I haven't,
then
but somebody sent one to my daughter And this wasn't someone she knew. It was a wrong number.
Really?
Some woman took her top off, took a picture, and sent it to my daughter. And she didn't know who it was. So she took a picture of herself with a sort of gasp face and sent that back to whatever the number was.
Okay, so can I tell you guys the funniest story that I've heard? And it's just a recent story that I heard from a friend of mine, and I will not name names. Because you guys might know. But this friend of mine was in a relationship and thought she'd spice things up by sending a picture to her boyfriend. It was just a top half picture. And she accidentally sent it to a different person. She just pressed the wrong button, and she said she didn't even realize it. Like, she just went about her day thinking she'd sent this picture to her boyfriend. She didn't hear anything back from the boyfriend. All of a sudden, she gets a note back from her friend saying, "Did you do something different with your hair?"
Really?
Because obviously you aren't looking at the hair if you need to be explained on that.
Let me tell you something. Those pictures never go away.
I know. Mm-mm.
Nobody deletes them.
You'll be sorry.
Never put your face in them.
You'll be sorry.
Look at Jennifer.
Have you ever intentionally sent a photo of yourself to the phone of somebody else? A, yes. What's the big deal? B, I've thought about it, but I haven't done it yet. C, no, but I've received photos from others. D, no, that's just stupid. Okay.
Dougie. And by the way, Jennifer, the never put your face in a thing didn't work out so well for Brett Favre.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
He didn't put his face in it, and his wife still knew it was him.
The answer is no, Jennifer.
You have never taken a picture?
He couldn't figure out how to do it if you wanted to.
Rich has. Rich has totally.
No, I have not.
Never? You guys are so boring.
No. Okay, next item of interest comes from the City of Angels.
Uh-huh.
A Comedy Central comedian decided to prank Starbucks. So he opened a coffee shop called Dumb Starbucks in Los Feliz, right down the street from where my daughter lives. And apparently the thing was crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Huge.
Over the weekend.
This thing went nuts.
But the guy who, he held a news conference in the parking lot to announce that he was opening up this store. And he said, "I can use the word Starbucks as long as I use dumb in front of it." It qualified for it not being something to be confused with Starbucks. Starbucks, however, wasn't amused. And apparently, somehow or other, they got to the health department. And the health department came to the Starbucks, or dumb Starbucks, and closed it down. But not until the place had been absolutely just unbelievably mobbed on Sunday. Crowds of people gathering all over the place trying to figure out if the store was for real. So actually, you put this guy. Who ever heard of this guy, Nathan Fielder, before?
We know him now.
Yeah, of course.
Sure do. It's brilliant.
Yeah. It was a good.
And what's really funny is that people were tweeting saying, "Go buy some dumb Starbucks before dumb lawyers get to it."
Oh, my God. What is there about names sometimes in brand Starbucks?
Dumb espresso, dumb brewed coffee, dumb iced espresso, dumb frappuccinos.
Yeah. All right. And do we use that with dumb Harry Reid?
That's funny. And and he just put dumb in front of all of the names of the coffees.
Dumb, da-dum, dumb, dumb.
Yeah, da-dum. Even on the logo for his store, it's the Starbucks logo. It just has dumb in front of it.
Okay.
Dum-dum-dum-dum.
The winter weather cannot be overemphasized. This looks like it could be one, if not the worst storm so far this season, and there have been a half a dozen really bad storms. Already, 893 flights have been canceled out of Atlanta because they don't want the folks at Delta smart enough to know what happened last week.
Yep.
And they don't want the same thing, so they're just keeping the planes out. They aren't going to send the planes from whatever cities they're in. They're not going there today. If you want to go to Atlanta, wait till tomorrow or the next day, because you're not going to get there
today.
Yeah, probably Friday. By the time this is all over, the East Coast will see another foot of snow.
Yep.
New York, 6 to 10 inches where I am on the farm. Where I will not be on the farm when this gets here, but I still got the snow. I'm looking out the front picture window onto the pasture. And the snow is up to the first rail of the three-rail fence. That's how much there still is on the ground here. We have got piles of frozen manure everywhere. Not only in this farm, but down the street on the other farm where the milkers are.
How's it going with your Wheaties, everybody?
Well, it's a manure is manure. Manure is manure. This is one of those things. All right.
All this wild weather is your fault.
How's that?
Climate change is caused by methane gas.
Okay, right. So the cows
from cows and factory farming and big farms like yours.
Yes, that's right. That's
you're sorry, Dougie.
Roberta, when you get that weather coming up in New York and you're like, God, I can't take it anymore, it's all Doug's fault.
All Doug's fault.
Yeah, all my fault. Okay. The funniest thing, I think, I laughed hysterically, actually, almost hysterically, listening to the exchange you're about to hear between Samuel L. Jackson and entertainment reporter Sam Rubin, who works for Channel 5.
KTLA 5.
And very good guy. He's been on this program a couple of times.
Had a radio show, too, didn't he?
Yeah, he did a radio show at KBC for a while. He's a very solid guy, but he doesn't sound it in this exchange with Samuel L. Jackson. Listen to this.
I tell you what, you working for Marvel, the Super Bowl commercial, did you get a lot of reaction to that Super Bowl commercial?
What Super Bowl commercial?
You know what? My mistake.
You're as crazy as the people on Twitter.
Right.
I'm not Lawrence Fishburne.
That's my fault. I know that. That was my fault. My mistake. You know what?
We don't all look alike.
Father, you're exactly right.
All black and famous.
You are guilty.
Listen to this.
I am guilty. I am guilty.
He thought you were Bob Dylan.
Right.
You're the entertainment reporter?
I know.
You're the entertainment reporter for this station?
Vlog.
And you don't know the difference between me and Lawrence?
My mistake. I apologize. Really, my big mistake.
He doesn't let him go.
That must be a very short line for your job.
It probably would not be hard to get another person to sit right here. Let's talk about Robocop.
Oh, hell no.
Really?
Really?
I apologize.
But I'm the other guy. But I'm the other guy. The I'm other one. What's in your wallet?
Right. That's exactly right.
There's more than one black guy doing a commercial.
No question about that.
What's in your wallet, black guy.
Okay.
He's the car black guy.
There it is.
Morgan Freeman is the other credit card black guy. You only hear his voice, though, so you probably won't confuse him with Lawrence Fishburne.
You're 100% right. To Robocop,
heavyweight black guy that's like putting cash down in the seats in a baseball stadium, but he's also the black guy that turns off the house, the water, and the lights when his kid tells him the house is cool. I'm not that guy either.
Do we want to do a list of all the people that you're not?
And I've actually never done a McDonald's or a Kentucky Fried Chicken commercial. I know that's surprising.
Right. Fair enough.
Oh, man.
To the original...
And I'm the only black guy in RoboCop that's not a criminal.
Okay.
Other than Michael K. White.
Were you a fan of the Peter Weller version?
Yes.
Right.
How uncomfortable is that?
Oh my God.
And he's probably one of the best entertainment reporters in the biz.
All right, so now, Rich, you got a little audio of Sam Rubin having it out with somebody at TMZ.
Were you surprised that Samuel L. just kept going with it? I mean, because like I said, you did try to apologize, and you did several times, and he, I don't know if he just thought it was funny or if he was really, really upset.
Well, I tell you what, I think if you look at it in one way, and this is absolutely not the way it was intended, you know, I think it touches a nerve. And that, I'm embarrassed about that. I feel very badly about that. But, you know, clearly that is not where we were coming from. The whole thing, you know, obviously cheesed him off, and with good reason. But he was pretty mad about it.
Yeah, hey, Sam, this is Evan. With all due respect, we put in the post that you apologize, but Sam didn't accept it. So, you know, other than saying that you apologize and writing that very, you know, plain English in the post, I don't know what more you want.
Well, you know, Evan, the more complete story, and we'll send it to you, the more complete and honest story would be to show what we did on the air.
You called the guy by the wrong name and he blasted you for it.
Okay.
But we'll show you the whole thing.
Okay, wait. Let me take some notes down. I want to take some notes from you right now.
Okay.
You're really teaching me a lesson.
Hold on. Hey, Sam, have you heard from Samuel L? I mean, I just couldn't tell if he was serious or I couldn't tell whether he was.
He was laughing, Sam, is the thing, and he even brought it up.
No, I don't think there's genuine rage. We've not heard from his people. We probably will, you know, make a call or send them a note a little later in the day. But no, if this had been something that genuinely, you know, rocked him to the core, Harvey, you're well aware of this. These people all have people. And we would have heard from somebody on his team, oh, my God, what just transpired there. That conversation has not taken place. It didn't happen. We do 4 hours of live TV every day. You guys do this very one live compelling hour every day. We have, you know, 3 or 4 guests a day. So what is sort of, you know, and I'm mad at myself about this. You know, we do really good work most of the time. And, of course, the thing that gets noticed, gets acclaim, gets a lot of attention is when we step in it. And
you know, do you see Lawrence Fishburne and Samuel L. Jackson as De Niro and Pacino?
Oh, where no one knows the difference?
Yeah, everybody always confuses De Niro and Pacino.
Do you remember the time I told you about being in the spa with Lawrence Fishburne?
Yeah.
You said it was at the La Brea Tar Pits. I remember this very well.
Okay, I'm just wondering. Richie doesn't want me to go there, and I wasn't going to go there. I remember seeing him in the pool. That's all.
That's right.
Never saw Samuel L. Jackson
in the pool.
No, the pool, the spa, has a pool in it, a heated pool.
Men
go in naked to the pool.
Pits. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
All right. So, we have to get to the television report here. I think now would be a good time, wouldn't it, Richie?
Now would be a great time.
Great time. Okay, let's get to the TV report, even though we're missing a commercial or two.
Right. It's going to be so good you won't even care.
Really?
Let's start with the Olympics.
Well, the ratings. Curling update.
The ratings have been very good for NBC in the Olympics. I'm not sure who's watching. I don't know anybody who is, but somebody is. Multiple somebodies. But the only thing that beat them so far, we touched on it earlier this hour, AMC's Walking Dead delivered 15.8 million viewers, and that was just under their record of 16, and it did beat the Olympics in that.
Do you really think the people that watch Walking Dead are interested in the Olympics?
Maybe.
I see that as a crossover there.
Curling, Walking Dead.
Yeah.
A&E has a show called Wahlburgers, and it's about Donnie and Mark Wahlberg and their brother Paul in Boston and their burger area business. It has been a huge hit for A&E, so they've just announced that they're going to order 18 more episodes.
It's actually not
18 more burgers.
The interesting thing is it's not really a burger joint. It's quite an upscale. It's a nice restaurant in Norwell, right by the where the boat docks to go to Boston. It's the commuter boat. It's a very – the mother runs it. And,
the mother and the brother, I think.
It's really quite a nice – I've been there. I was only there once, but it's quite a nice restaurant. Actually, it's not a hamburger joint by any stretch of the imagination. Again, this is what the news media is trying to get you to think, that it's like a hamburger at Carl's Jr.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah, it says it's a Boston-area burger business, but it might be upscale burgers.
Yeah, it's
maybe,
not
right?
even – there are burgers are not the main thing on the fare, frankly. It was a very nice menu, and it's quite a nice restaurant.
Well, I would like you to take me there. Anyway, Wahlburgers has seen constant growth week after week, and so they have gotten now a big order for 18 more episodes. Jimmy Fallon announced his guests for the first week of The Tonight Show. February 17th, Will Smith and U2 will perform Tuesday. Jerry Seinfeld, Kristen Wiig, and Lady Gaga will perform on Wednesday the 19th. Bradley Cooper and Tim McGraw will be there. On the 20th, the First Lady, Michelle Obama, will stop by along with Will Ferrell and musical guest Arcade Fire. And on Friday, only Justin Timberlake. So that makes me think they'll probably be doing some sketch SNL.
That would probably be fun.
Yeah.
Right.
Honey Boo Boo, sad news. You know, they had that big car accident not too long ago.
Come on, you're not going to tell me. You're not going to tell this story, are you?
Of course I am.
Is she the biggest child star ever now that
she's the new Shirley Temple?
Yeah, she's the new Shirley Temple.
Right.
What an insult to Shirley Temple.
But Pumpkin, the older sister, admitted to a hospital because she still has a head trauma.
All right. Hi. What do you miss most about Jay Leno's hosting The Tonight Show? 34% said I haven't watched The Tonight Show in years. 29% said his monologue. 12% said jaywalking. 9% said headlines. 7% said the interviews. 51 passed on Good Day.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm always amazed at the ways brilliant entrepreneurial minds use a new online tool called crowdfunding. One of the things that as an entrepreneur I'm interested in. Other financial experts waiting for the U.S. Congress to finalize the federal legislation. One group of entrepreneurs has found a way to start equity crowdfunding right now using the existing laws. This is an awesome light for small business owners to find the money that they need right now. Listen to Mike Hayes with this story.
Welcome to Startups in Action, the hot perks and hot picks of crowdfunding intelligence. I'm Mike Hayes. Well, unless you've been living under a rock, you probably already know about the Jobs Act and the Crowdfunding Act and how these will bring exciting new investment opportunities to the mainstream. You also may be wondering that with all the delays, will this ever happen? Well, white-labeled crowdfunding platform provider Community Leader announced the launch of a capital raise with a twist. The San Mateo-based company is using its own crowdfunding platform to facilitate the raise. Community Leader has emerged as the only full-service white-labeled portal platform solution delivering both technology and critical function services, including a preferred broker-dealer to support the online sale of private securities. I asked Joseph Berezanzi, Community Leader's Chief Executive Officer, to explain their market, their business, and what their team can do to help smaller investors.
So we support the solicitation and sale of private securities in the existing regulatory market, existing regulatory environment. We guarantee the compatibility of our platform for whatever additional securities exemptions our clients will want to use. So as the additional new securities come online, including Reg A Plus and Title III, classic crowdfunding, and any other intrastate offerings, whether it be Georgia or Alaska or Montana or Washington, our portal can not only support any of those options, it can actually support them concurrently and consecutively, meaning that a individual client could have multiple raises on their platform using different securities models. Our system is set up to work in whatever regulatory environment a client chooses to use. Most of our clients and our target market client They're pretty excited to be able to use the general solicitation associated with Title II, and they're pretty excited to take advantage of Reg A+. I think it's important to recognize that the Jobs Act was not just classic crowdfunding. There is a whole host of other deregulations of the SEC that provide incredible opportunities to private business owners to raise capital. And it's really important for them to be able to choose from all of those options and find the best one for their unique situation. We have a lot of portals that are up. They're operating. They're working. They're migrating existing fundraising businesses over to the online environment. Next Gen Capital is a startup based in New York that's working with institutional investors, providing them the ability to review very well evaluated businesses and to consider investments online in those options. We have Breakaway Funding, California, in the North Bay, Marin County, a fantastic woman-owned crowdfunding site working with local businesses in and around on the North Bay. Just launched their beta group of the initial businesses that will be raising capital on their platform. It's got Varum Bank in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, owned by Greger Financial Group, which is well-known in the secondary credit market for credit facilities, providing a fixed income investment vehicle for accredited investors. It's got a lot of other exciting portals coming online pretty much every 2 weeks. We have a new one coming online. All of our portals are focused on some type of community, whether that be a geographic community, an industry community, an affinity community. The reality is that the crowd is a fairly scary place, and there's a fine line between crowd and mob. Yeah. And most business owners are not going to feel comfortable putting the future of their business into the hands of a crowd. They are interested in trusting their community. So our platforms are built around a methodology, a compliance methodology, a workflow methodology, a marketing and advertising methodology that supports a community-based approach. So as more communities identify the opportunity to bring investing local online, we believe they'll end up looking for a platform that supports that at a deep core level, and that's where we are. We're not all enamored with a generic social media-driven marketplace. We're very enamored with a relationship-based marketplace.
If you'd like to learn more about crowdfunding, visit crowdfundingintelligence.com. That's crowdfundingintelligence.com. I'm Mike Hayes. Thanks for listening.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called Nuka. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and Nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.